And on the eighth day, God looked down at his planned paradise and said, I need a podcast, one that goes hard. So God created the Dubfod. He said, we need to get the word out about these poop steaks. Megyn Kelly isn't talking about it. So God created the Dubfod. He knew there's a lot of colas out there and the people need to know what the good ones are. So God created the Dubfod. He knew that you wanted to listen to a podcast that has bits that really work. One that has guests with FBI files in their hand and don't ask them a single thing about said FBI file. So God created the Dubfod.
WFOD starts now.
WFOD. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard, STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
Hello.
We're joined by a special guest this week from the Po' Boys podcast. Our good friend, Jody Bananas, is here.
Hello. Who are you?
Jody.
Hello. Salutations. Mike. Drunk. It's been too long.
It hasn't been that long, Jody. It's been a very short amount of time, really, since you were on last. You come in clutch when we need you, Jody, and I do appreciate that about you.
Oh, I appreciate you having me as that spot in your roster. I'm sure the list can't be that long. What, a couple other guys were busy? Fucking Guitar Beast. I can't think of his name right now.
I always ask Dan first, Jody.
Dan Fernicase.
I always ask him, and he always says no.
I'll always be second fiddle to Dan Fernicase and probably third fiddle to Benny. So, you know, I'll take that, Mike.
Guys, coming up after the break, we are going to be talking to Robert Frank. He's a powerful gentleman. He does YouTube videos. He wrote a book. It's out now. It's called Better Be Effin' Swole.
Yeah. We all got books nowadays. When are we going to write our book?
It's got to be coming more sooner than later. We'll see, Drunk.
The Art of Podcasting. That's what
WFOD, a coffee table novel. Bags of bacon.
Now,
make a whole series.
Jody, I do have the king of colas here, and Drunk is going to be taking a hiatus for a couple of weeks while he goes on his 420 mission soon. Now, here's the thing about Drunk. He's the king of colas, and I try to find him brands of colas, but I also feel we have to stay up to date on regional innovations in the cola community.
Yeah. If anything, you've got your finger on the pulse of the community, Mike.
And I heard a clip on, there's a YouTube, or it's not, there's a Netflix cooking show, Drunk.
Okay.
That comedic actor JB Smoove guested on the other day. And he said something that I had never heard of. I want to run this by you and see if you've ever heard of it.
Okay. I'm from North Carolina. They would jiggle the nuts like this and put them in a bottle of Coca-Cola.
What?
Yeah, you put roasted nuts in Coca-Cola and you drink it like that. You add a little bit of a salty taste to your cola.
What?
Jody.
So I can see it. It's a little salty, a little sweet. I mean,
I felt like I needed to go out today and buy a container of Planters dry roasted salted peanuts.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, you want to get the ones from the gas station, usually, like the little 50-cent packs.
Well, I didn't want to get an off-brand because I want to give it a fair shot. You know, I wanted to go with Mr. Peanut. I wanted to go with the goddamn, the king of peanuts.
If you're going
to
conduct the experiment, it deserves Mr. Peanut and Coca-Cola. I got that.
So you got, do you have a cola song preference there, Jody? You are the
He's taking requests, Jody. He's got the board up.
Can I get, do you have the original? I like the original most of all. I'm a Coca-Cola man.
I'll make him try them all. I'll do it for you. I am the show controller. He'll tell you if it's good or bad, cause Drunk's the fucking king of cola.
Fucking king of cola.
So I'm giving it a healthy, because we want to try it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy does want a swig, because I want to test this theory myself. I'm cracking a fresh Coca-Cola, Jody. This has been marinating for a long-ass fucking
time.
That's
going to be a crispy soda you got
right
there.
It's going to be crispy. I took it straight out of the fridge, so we don't have to do ice. Drunk doesn't like to dilute his cola.
I mean, I do love ice, but...
What's really crazy, guys, is like, I thought this was redneck shit, but I guess it's just...
Have you heard of this, Jody?
I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah, this is a southern thing.
The fizz is awfully
well. Well, he said South Carolina. That is unusual fizz. It almost looks like a bubble bath.
Yeah, you kind of did it the wrong way. Like, you went cereal style. You're supposed to go more like put the Coke in and then dump, some nuts in your soda.
Oh, I didn't do it right?
No, but it's okay. It'll still work, I'm sure. A lot of nuts. Can you drop that clip in there?
Styles. Top it off here, bud.
That's a lot of nuts.
I'm going to give it a twirl with my finger.
Yeah. Normally, like I said, you would take your palms. Like
I can already taste the salt. It's very salty.
Across like maybe your three fingers, you just want to get a little line of peanuts, and you would normally drop them into a Coke can, and then they just hang out down there in the bottom. And as you shake them around, and you take your sips and stuff, you get just a little something else with your soda.
That's too salty. It's because
I did too many nuts.
Like an outrageous amount of nuts, Drunk. You think I did like way too many nuts?
Yes.
You like
it? Are you chewing your soda right now, Mike?
Well, yeah, it's got a bunch of fucking peanuts in it, Jody.
Dude, he put a fucking, three handfuls of peanuts in the soda.
How many peanuts was I supposed to put in it?
Put like five or six.
Like tops? Listen, tops? 10? Maybe 10 little half peanuts?
I guarantee you there's 50 peanuts in here.
There's at least a quarter of, I think Mike is leaking. Mike, you need a towel or something?
Yeah, that's gross. I don't like it.
I like it. I like it a lot. Am I supposed to give this a rating, or we're just trying?
I don't fucking know, Drunk. Do you want to give it a rating, or do we just want to say we tried it?
We tried it and we loved it.
I heard about it in an old country song.
If you're,
that was country when country wasn't cool. It's in that song, as a matter of fact.
If you're into whatever Drunk's into, Drunk's into this.
Jody, let's keep it country, shall we?
I got to put some peanuts in my Miller High Life. I can do that. Let me get some peanuts.
Some dubbing it as the Roadkill Bill. House Bill 1025, brought to the General Assembly by Delegate Tony Wilt, would allow any deer, bear, turkey, or elk that appears to have been killed in a car crash up for grabs for anyone who wants it and at any time of the year.
Oftentimes, those if the animal's going to get picked up, it's probably going to be a VDOT worker, and they're stretched thin. They have so much more to work on. Then come, they'll eventually get to it, but by then the animal will definitely not be usable. And so it's just, an opportunity to utilize a resource instead of it going to waste.
So is it not already legal?
You pick up roadkill that you didn't kill just off the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I guess that was illegal before?
Well, what state was that in?
Virginia.
It's probably a wildlife legality, like just because you don't have a tag to be in possession of it, But I guess what they're saying is you don't have to have it. What?
Makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's what, there's seasons for animals and shit like that. But at the same time, like lots of shit gets, how many goddamn deer get run over annually?
It's probably Missouri,
more than we actually shoot.
Fuck it, you can't drive 20 minutes down the highway without seeing a couple dead deer.
I like this idea. Maybe they ought to start feeding them to the homeless.
Well, I don't know why it would be illegal to just pick shit up off the side of the road.
Like you said, there are legalities as far as tags and licenses. Yeah.
Maybe it's so that hunters just don't go hitting deer on purpose. You think
that's another thing I was going to say.
Bear. I've never seen a dead bear on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Have you?
I feel like you'd see a wrecked car if you saw a dead bear on the side. It'd be like a wrecked car and then possibly a dead bear, so, maybe eating the person inside the car that ran it over.
So would you say more city, suburb, or country?
I don't think my city counts as a city. Like, it is the city, but, like, it's not a city,
so it's
really
kind of suburbish, if you will.
Correct. So, yeah, country-ish. I've seen lots of crazy shit. I'm a roadsman drunk. I drive for a living, so I've seen plenty
of shit. Do you
got
a lot of pigs by you? Like feral hogs?
Yeah. Oh, it's our state mascot for our football team. Well, I think there's a bunch here. We're not Texas or anything. Our size-wise, we don't have nearly as many, but, yeah, they're a problem. Sure.
Yeah, I feel like I would see a lot of dead pigs in Arkansas.
They're very quick.
They eat everything.
Yeah, pigs are fast as fuck, dude.
They're so destructive.
So good, I guess, right? Less things that are illegal.
I like that.
We're into it?
Well, I don't think he said it was legal yet. They're put into a vote, right?
You should open up a food truck, and then you would just drive your food truck around and pick up dead fucking armadillos and shit off the side of the road, and then that's what you make for lunch.
Is the Roadkill Cafe just a clever name, or do they actually go find Roadkill and cook it?
No, it's just a clever name for the Hoosier food right there.
Yeah, there's probably some legality to that with your food grade and stuff. I guess if you're not buying your shit from Cintas or Benny Keith or some food distributor, they might get a little pissed off.
Jody, you mentioned Texas, and I assume that you're familiar with Beto O'Rourke.
I heard the name before. He's like a Texas guy.
He was trying to beat Ted Cruz, and then he ran for president. And I feel like at some point I liked Beto O'Rourke. I was like, okay, this guy doesn't suck. He's fine.
He's Irish, right? Clearly.
No, I don't even think Beto's his real name. But the more I hear him talk, I think I hate him now.
Wasn't he a bit light in the loafers, too?
He's a bit floofy. For sure, drunk.
Hey,
but,
can you turn your phone a little to the right so I can see the porn, too?
Yes, the Roadkill Cafe is in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's doing important Google work, Jody. For our facts.
Producing, so, my bad.
I have a clip. One of my hate listens.
Ooh, they sell squirrel.
Jody is when I absolutely run out of everything to listen to, I catch up on Real Time with Bill Maher.
Well, why would you subject yourself?
And Beto O'Rourke was on Real Time with Bill Maher the other day.
Doesn't he have a better show where he just gets high and makes people cry? Like, I would go for that with Bill Maher before I'd go for Real Time.
I generally don't listen to that, and I think it's because I don't hate it enough. But I hate this show, and this clip just made my blood boil, and I just wanted to be mad about it, and so I'm going to play it so that we can be mad about it together.
Okay, there are people who want to come here to do jobs that nobody born in this country is willing to do. 9 million of them unfilled.
I bet if we paid them more, they'd be willing to.
It's possible. And we could try that. But I've talked to cotton gin owners in Texas, and they say it doesn't matter what I pay someone.
Beto O'Rourke is talking about how we need to let Mexicans come to the United States to do the jobs that Americans aren't willing to do. Mm-hmm. And the gal that's with him, I don't know who she is. She says, well, maybe we should just pay people more to do the jobs. He goes, well, we could try that. Like that's news to him. Like, oh, well, maybe. I hadn't thought of that.
I still don't think there are people breaking their backs in the almond fields to fucking.
But the thing that makes me mad, Jody, is like, I think the implication is that the jobs are too dangerous or too laborious for Americans to do?
No. And it's laborious for a low amount of money, which in turn passes the savings on to you. And that's the problem, like with McDonald's. They're paying people so much money, that's why a Big Mac costs $12 now.
But why don't we find these jobs, these supposed jobs that, like, for no amount of money anybody from the United States of America will do? And why don't we get rid of those jobs? Like, why don't we make those jobs safer? Why don't we make those jobs like, if we have jobs in this country that are so
picking cotton is picking cotton
fucking horrible? Why don't we find better ways to do those jobs?
Hey, you think there's got to be a few thousand engineers born every day in this country, and nobody's figured out how to pick fucking peanuts?
Like, oh my God, the only people that, like, I don't want Mexicans to come here and, like, so do jobs that will be backbreaking and hard for them.
You want robots to do it?
Sure.
They did good jobs.
If the Mexicans are coming here and like we're throwing them into a meat grinder because we have these jobs that are so dangerous that nobody's willing to do it for any amount of money, I don't want Mexicans doing that job either because it sounds awful.
See, now I'm on Mike's side. He's being a humanitarian. Well, Mexicans shouldn't have to pick fucking cotton. Drunk.
Hey, no, I'm not saying Mexicans should have to do it either.
You're saying there's nothing that we can do to make the job of picking cotton less horrible so that people will do it. Like, even if you pay them more money, okay, great. Like, my brother-in-law works at the dump, and it sucks, but they pay him a lot of money to do it, and so he goes.
Bad jobs, they pay a lot. Like, I got to ride with a tow truck driver yesterday after sitting on the road for a few hours, and I said, man, I couldn't do your job. I hope they pay you well. He goes, they do.
Right.
Good job.
If we have these jobs where it's so hard to pick strawberries that no one will do it.
But if you pay somebody $50 an hour to pick strawberries, the strawberries are going to be a crazy amount of money.
Good.
What, Mike's?
Then do away with strawberries. We don't fucking need them. If there's no way to pick strawberries that isn't awful.
You use a machine. You spend a couple $1 million on a machine. And
sure.
Then after a while, strawberries are going to be like $8 a pint or whatever the fuck. But after about 12 years of using a machine to do the fucking work, it should eventually go back down. Now, they don't usually do that, but I get the sentiment is if you don't have to pay somebody money at all to do it,
but yeah, some
strawberries
some
could be cheap.
Columbia
lettuce for
paid
12 cents
an hour to chop bananas down.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's Columbia. Good for them. They shouldn't be paying that either, or they shouldn't be paid that either. But that's not my fucking problem. Beto's best idea is we need to bring a whole bunch of people over here because these jobs are so fucking awful. Why don't we investigate why we have jobs here that are so fucking awful and do away with those jobs?
Everybody has jobs that are that awful.
No.
No.
I throw tires. It sucks. It's not what I want to do with my fucking day. But
fucking Spain? What? Of course there are.
I'm sure kids making iPhones in Korea probably don't.
I'm sick of the excuse. Oh well, we have to have Mexicans come here because no American will do the job.
I'll give you that. That's not a bad excuse.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
But there are Americans there willing to do that job.
Of course, there is.
Do better jobs. Don't we need teachers and doctors and stuff? Go to college, Pedro, and get a goddamn degree. I'll pay for that.
And this isn't like from a place of like, I don't want no Mexicans. Honestly,
no,
I want
smart Mexicans to fucking do other shit than mow the yard and sell me fucking bananas. Go learn how to build cars.
Like,
that'd be cool.
Like the people that are freaking out about the border on either side, they're probably both overreacting. It's probably somewhere right in the middle where maybe we should do some about it. But if we don't, we have a lot of Mexicans.
Right now?
We do.
Mike,
there's a bunch of them.
Mike, this is what Drunk is thinking right now. This isn't funny at all.
You're right. It's not funny.
I laughed one time.
I have a platform and I was mad at Beto. So I just wanted to say that. And now we can move on if you want to.
Beto O'Rourke's a fucking asshole. We need Mexicans. Don't make them pick fucking peas or whatever anymore.
Nobody says the Mexicans got to pick the peas, but somebody still has to pick the peas. And guess what? You're probably not a smart guy, so you're not going to get paid a lot for it.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me directly, and it kind of hurt my feelings for a second.
I feel like...
You're probably right, Drunk. But
in a world where I have a machine to tell me what the weather is at any given time, we can come up with some kind of tool that a moron can pick peas and do it in a way that an American is willing to do it for a certain amount of money.
For a certain amount of money.
Sure.
Everybody thinks that they're worth so much fucking money.
Right.
But you're not. Guess what?
I agree. The going rate of things.
So if the pea picker makes $50 an hour, how much is the fucking engineer going to make now? That's how inflation happens.
Inflation's
already happening.
Dude, the fact of the matter is food, instead of spending $12 billion on a fucking rocket to shove up fucking Islam's ass or whatever we're going to do... Why can't they figure out a way that we can make food easier? That'd be cool.
Well, they do that.
Streamline the process a little bit.
And then these fucking hippie dippies are like, well, I'm not doing none of this GMO bullshit.
Well, I guess that's true, too. I want steroid kids, you know? Big, bulky-ass kids. Make soldiers out of them one day. Duh.
This GMO wheat bread ain't gonna give my kids cancer.
Yeah, these flabby homo kids now, they just eat McDonald's all fucking day. They're not going to be soldiers. We need to start feeding them grits and grains and shit like that, like back in the day.
Here we go, Jody. You'll like this one, too.
Turning our attention to the Health Watch this morning. You may want to find another way to heal your wounds. There's a new report out that says some adhesive bandage products may contain a type of synthetic chemical. That chemical may be linked with an increased risk of cancer. The report says the chemicals are in brands such as Band-Aid, Curad, and generic brands from CVS, Walmart, as well as Target. The chemicals are used for coating purposes.
Now,
so Band-Aids give you cancer.
Yeah, apparently. So now that we're just like I feel like that last thing was just common sense. Make the jobs not awful. And this is what I'll say for this. We can make Band-Aids without that chemical on them. Just stop using that chemical.
We have super spray Band-Aids by now that you just spray on there and you don't have a boo-boo.
The plastic Band-Aids. Get the cloth Band-Aids.
Yeah, like today, okay, we found out this chemical might cause cancer. Stop putting it on the Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Today, stop doing it.
Honestly, unless I'm like bleeding, I don't even use them. I just pop the needle spray.
But that's not what they're going to do, of course. There's going to have to be public outcry, which there won't be.
All it takes is a big old gloop of Neosporin, and boom, just let that baby heal.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills that we're not talking about the Band-Aids causing cancer and the chemical on the Band-Aid. Oh, it's on 60% of the Band-Aids.
Who okayed that in the first place? Who said, yeah, just put that shit on the Band-Aids. What bad could happen? And then now they're giving you cancer?
I'm sure it doesn't actually give you cancer, too, by the way.
Oh, you think that is nonsense?
You're not a scientist. It's fear-mongering?
I'm sure in a minute amount of the population, it might...
Oh, maybe they don't want people to be pussies no more. So they're like, don't even use Band-Aids, you pussies.
Rub some dirt on it.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Rub some dirt on it.
Now on the Health Watch, the doctor says, rub some dirt on it.
Oh, you're bleeding?
Dirt doesn't cause cancer.
For you.
Guys, what we're going to do.
Tell me.
God damn it.
You already got me all fired up.
Are you fired up, drunk?
What are we going to do?
There's no way an American will work in the cotton gin. There's no amount of money they could pay him to go do that. Yeah. It's just too awful.
Yeah, picking lettuce fucking sucks, and that's why we love Mexicans.
I'm fired up. I'm sorry. So, guys, Robert Frank, he's going to be on the program. Stick around.
I hope he gives you a stern talking to, drunk. I hope he comes in here, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos, but he's all like, do something, brother. Like, he's fucking goofy. So, yeah, I hope he comes in and fucking just dicks you down, dude, for all your fucking... your liberal nonsense. Yeah.
Liberal? I'm the opposite of liberal.
Was that a liberal? That wasn't hippie,
You two are the hippy-dippies want to pay everybody fucking...
Yeah, a living wage. God damn it.
I really just threw that out there, guys. I don't know. Don't listen to me ever.
I forgot what I was listening to the other day, Jody, but they were talking about how, like when we were growing up, and I don't even remember what this was, but they were talking about how when we were growing up, all the teenage kids had the fast food jobs.
Yeah, and that's where you start. Everybody starts in food.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, fuck them. They live with their parents. It's disposable income. And then they eventually graduate to big boy jobs. Well, the big boy jobs are gone. If you go to a fast food restaurant
true,
now...
by the way. You just said you can't find somebody to pick the fucking peas.
Yeah, go pick the peas, sure.
That's a fucking big boy job.
But everybody... like, all the people working in the fast food restaurant now are my age. They're all adults working in the fast food because that's the only jobs now.
Well, they're also hiring at like $15 an hour.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to do that. Benefits too. Fuck Starbucks.
$20.
And where are the kids going? The kids need to go get these starter jobs, Jody. That'll fucking
driving
wake
for
them
Uber
right up.
And making payments on a car they can't afford to people that don't tip them.
That's what we need to do, Jody. We need to send all the teens to get their starter job on life. Picking the strawberries and doing the cotton gins.
Yeah, you're right. We had it too easy as kids. We should have started on a plantation as kids. Then we'd understand this whole work complex.
Science.
You guys, stick around.
I like giving people my money. You're right, Mike. Let's do this.
I'm Robert Frank.
Coming up, bodybuilder and motivational speaker Robert Frank.
You better be up and swell.
On Wednesday, we do ours. Because if you want to thick mommy down on her knees, with her beef curtains flapping in the breeze. Oh, God. Better be fucking swole.
Beep.
Stick around. The wind in my face, flying so high. The world is so small when you're up in the sky. If I was a bird, I'd shit on everything, everyone. All the world would be my toilet. If I was a bird, I'd shit on all your things. Nothing would be safe from my aerial poops. I used to get mad, but how can you get mad when you do the same? I'd shit on everything from my perch up high. I'd seek out new cars, smug pricks. I'd seek out old men, fresh paint, little girls, crappy bands, Ethan Hawke. I don't like his face. If I was a bird, I'd shit on everything, everyone. All the world would be my toilet. If I was a bird, I'd shit on all your things. Nothing would be safe from my aerial poops.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is a viral sensation and now author. His new book is called Better Be Effin' Swole, and it's available now on Amazon or robertfrank615.com. Check him out on all the social medias and YouTube at robertfrank615. Guys, Robert Frank is on the program. was your health scare, was that recent?
That was 2021. That was March of 2021 when all that went down. It was a long process, long journey back, and now we're as normal as we can be. I'm just not as shredded as I used to be, but the weight is back.
Is it harder to get it back? Or, I mean, I guess especially now that you're like an older guy, right?
Oh, what are you trying to say, bro?
Well, I mean, like, when you're big,
I'm 18 forever.
Is it easier to stay big? Or, like, once you, like, lose a bunch of weight, then, like, getting big again is hard, right?
No. So, in a nutshell, when I was admitted to the hospital, I was 212 pounds. In 5 weeks, I dropped down to 138 pounds, two emergency surgeries. I basically looked like I was dying. I was on death's door. It took a while to gain the weight back, but obviously now I'm 3 years older, and you know I can't take the types of things that I was taking before to get in the shape that I got in, so it is much harder now. And yes, I wish it never happened, and I just stayed big, and then we wouldn't have an issue, but we're healthier now than we were before we went into surgery. So we'll leave it at that.
Is the book like quotations and stuff from your colorful videos?
Yeah. The book is, and a lot of people, I'm glad you asked that, because a lot of people get confused and they think it's a life story or an autobiography
next,
or something
though, right,
like that. It's basically, there's an intro, and it's basically over 150, I think there's 160-something quotes of the little gym skits that I do now, the Better Be F and Swole quotes. There's a little intro that kind of brings people up to speed of how they came to be and how we do them and the process that goes into them, and there's a nice little outro. But yes, it is mainly a joke book and a quote book. It's not a life story. It's not a motivational, you know, coming back from the brinks of death type of a book, but it's definitely entertaining.
Rob, do you have a team, or are all these fun rhymes from your brain?
99% of them come when I'm driving or I'm in the shower. They just come to me, and I open up my notepad, and I jot them down as I think of them, because I have a horrible memory, and I'll forget 5 minutes later. But I do have a team that helps me with the videos. We kind of go into it in the introduction of the book, of the whole squad, and I introduce everybody who makes all the videos happen. But all of the quotes, again, 99% of them are me. I do get DMs every day, probably a dozen of them a day, between all the platforms, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, of people giving me their suggestions, of which 90% of them really suck. And I wouldn't even use them in a million years. But sometimes people will come up with a clever way to, you know, to say something, and I'll kind of put my own spin on it.
Yeah, so sometimes you get one that kind of sucks, but it gives you an idea for something good.
Right. Like somebody the other day, just for an example, somebody came up with some kind of a rhyme for me that I didn't understand the cadence of how they were saying it. But instead of saying butt or ass, they called it a crap cavern. And I've never heard of that before. And I thought that was hilarious because I'm a simpleton and I think everything is funny. And so I used that in a video that we haven't filmed yet, but we will be filming this weekend. So be on the lookout for crap cavern.
Rob, I'm really curious because our friend Matt Misch told us that he warned you about us, and I'm curious what he told you.
It was me. It was the whole reason he did it.
What did he say? Did he say that we were bad people or something?
Dude, watch out. These guys are fucking shysters, and they're going to give you the runaround, Robert Frank. You don't want no business with that WFOD show.
No. He gave me, I didn't even know that there was a correlation between you guys. Matty Misch has been one of our Patreon members and supporters of our own podcast for quite a few years now. And just because he's a Jersey guy, I'm a Jersey guy. We get along, and he's part of the crew, and he just gave me a heads up. He was like, hey, listen, these guys are awesome. They do their thing. But, you know, they kind of have our personality in terms of the satire and the ball busting and shit like that. So I was like, yeah, I'm down for that.
Well, I told him I was going to make fun of you, Robert Frank.
That's okay.
Because I said this, Mike tells me, he says, we're going to meet with Robert Frank. I go, that's fantastic. I never got to speak to him. Heard he's a wonderful guy. He goes, we're meeting on Skype, though. And I go, you mean to tell me that the Stack Daddy of Doom cannot operate Zoom on his phone? That if he wants to lay the pipe, he must go to the Skype? That's fucking ridiculous.
Jody thinks he does a really good Stone Cold, Rob. So he looks for excuses to break into it.
Hey, that listen, was my Stone Cold Steve Austin, I've been correlated with a wrestling character, so I'm down for the wrestling promos. I dig it.
Did you never wrestled or anything? Actually, when I was given hints, they asked if you were a wrestler, and I didn't know if you had ever tried it, so I couldn't answer it intelligently.
No, the closest I made to a cameo, I've been asked to go and appear for every wrestling promotion outside of WWE and AEW, which are obviously the big two right now. But I've been involved with plenty of the independent shows. When I lived in Jersey, I used to go over to the Philadelphia, the old ECW arena. If you guys are familiar with wrestling, legendary, little hole in the wall place that they still run a bunch of shows. And I've made cameos and appearances doing things here and there, but never on national TV. And the joke was I would never pass the drug test when I was healthy. So,
depending on which time you joined, you might have been okay. If it was like 1993 to 99, you would have been cool.
Oh, yeah, I would have been A-okay. But, yeah, it also doesn't help that I'm like 5 foot. And, you know, I would just get overshadowed by all the big dudes.
Rob, you keep saying that on Twitter that you're 5'1". You're not really 5'1", are you?
No, I'm 5'10", 5'11". But I like to troll people on the internet because they just assume that I'm some little short guy because, I'm loud and shit like that.
Well, I saw two Jack Reacher movies. I was convinced that Tom Cruise was big. So, camera angles are amazing.
Right. And doesn't he put like 5-inch lifts in his shoes or something like that as well?
He just wears really big boots.
Yeah, there you go.
It's crazy to me just to hear your speaking voice. It's like the second or third time I've heard you just doing your thing. And it's like, no, I like the other one where he's yelling. Like if I were doing that, I'd do it all the time. I do it in the drive-thru. I do it when people call me to ask me about my fucking if my expired car's warranty.
Probably
I can think of plenty of times.
For an expired car warranty, I could do that. But
right, you should call for it.
I don't think I would get served at a drive-thru.
Rob, how long can you do that before it just hurts?
3 minutes tops.
So you just have to spread
it out. People don't understand that it's a character that I play, and they think that I'm him all the time. Some people are relieved that I'm not that guy all the time. It's like, oh, thank God he's a regular guy, and he's just doing an act for the internet. And then there's other people that are really disappointed, and they'll unfollow me when they realize that I'm not this angry steroid.
I'm fixing to go do it right now, Rob. You're letting me down, God damn it. I was expecting Robert Frank.
Yeah. Not all the time. Just in videos here and there.
I get it, man. Well, that's the thing. It's like you don't want to blow your shit out. At the same time, like I can only write about 3 lines of dialogue before I got nothing. So maybe the whole point is to make it short and sweet, baby.
Short and sweet, baby, is the way to go.
Robert, where can people get the book? You're selling it on Amazon, I assume, but I think if they buy it on your website, do you get more money or something?
No. Well, okay, so yes, it is available on Amazon. The hardcover and the paperback and Kindle version are all available on Amazon. You could just type in Better Be Effin' Swole and it should pop up. And if you have Amazon Prime, it is much cheaper because usually the shipping is free and you get it in a couple days. However, if you want a signed copy of the book made out to you or a friend or loved one or enemy, whoever you want to send the book to, it must be purchased on my store, which is robertfrank615.com. And make sure you put in the note to seller section when you're checking out. Hey, please sign it to Jimmy or Todd or Kenny or whoever else. And we'll make sure that we get that out for you.
Oh, yeah.
So are you going to do the audiobook in your voice or...
Oh, shit. That's going to take him a year, dude. You should, though.
The reason, let me tell you guys a fun fact.
Please.
I am so, what's a nice way to put it? I'm so uneducated when it comes to, except for hitting record on my iPhone to record a video or maybe sure. Using Instagram or something. outside of that, I don't know how to use Skype. I don't know how to use Zoom. I don't know how to do the audiobook thing. I would love to do it, but it seems like it's a little bit of a process. But that would be an amazing audiobook to read each quote in the Robert Frank cadence with the growly voice. And I tell you what,
we happen to both know a pretty cool producer. You should ask him sometime.
I'm open to it.
I'm just saying now I'm going to text him and say that.
Well, Let's go. Robert, right? It's on Patreon exclusively, I think.
Yeah, we do. And that I learned from our old producer. He taught me the steps of how to do everything. And 2 years later, I'm still reading off my little sticky note that I have on my MacBook of how to do it every week.
Were doing to get you on Skype here. Mike was going, I did this.
I was hitting the button and it said missed call. It was the weirdest thing. Robert, why are you behind the paywall on Patreon? Do you say bad things? What do you say on over? I guess you can't tell me or I got to go find out, right?
Well, we were on every, major platform. We were on Spotify and SoundCloud, iTunes and all that. But we got our last warning from Spotify that our next violation, we were going to be thrown off.
Oh, no.
Same thing with SoundCloud. I hate and this is also the reason why this is probably my last year doing social media as a full-time gig. I've been doing it for so long, but things are changing and I can't be me. And I told myself when I can't be me anymore and say the things I want to say, then I don't want to do it anymore. And that's why we went behind the paywall.
Yeah.
And, I say a bunch of things, just words that are in my normal vocabulary that other people are offended by. I don't want to say here and get you guys in trouble, but you can imagine.
Hang on, let me see, Robert.
Jody, you going to guess some of them? Okay, this is a good bit.
Do you say retarded?
God damn it!
We're done, Mike. We're all going to get canceled. Do you say? No, I don't want to say. I get railroaded.
It rhymes with maggot. Yes, I say that every day, 1,000 times a day, and I don't.
I know
care.
A couple other podcasts. You can come be on my podcast, Robert Frank. You can do whatever the fuck you want over there because I'm not on Spotify.
SoundCloud, Jody. I don't know how the fuck you get kicked off SoundCloud, but
those guys are in Germany. They don't usually give a shit. You got to really complain to get kicked off SoundCloud as long as you're paying them money.
Yeah, I think what it is you get the mobs of people that just report every single thing that you do, and you get enough reports, they don't even listen to your stuff, and they're like, 20 people God, in the last Mike.
That's probably
hour
the
reported this video.
Imagine Robert
and
that famous to where just people just hate ban you. That would fucking suck.
Yeah, it's not fun. It hasn't been fun for me, honestly, since 2019 is when I realized that I wasn't having fun with this anymore, but I couldn't afford the pay cut to just go get a regular job because I still do very well.
Have you thought about something else, like a cooking show or something? Like something you could take the same character and just put him in different situations?
Robert, I'd love to watch you cook, man.
I'd watch you cook fucking meatloaf all day, bro.
Yeah, I'll do an egg white tutorial. The problem
make a
with
fucking
that
pie.
Is,
that's hilarious. Robert Frank makes pie?
It's hilarious to a certain group of people, but in terms of virality, nobody wants to see me do a cooking show. So, I've tried different things, which is why I evolved, the character from, if you've watched me since 2012, since I've been on social media, I've done a number of different things, pretty much the same character, but just in different settings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I tried different things, and I've done a couple of cooking tutorials because I'm in the bodybuilding space. I like to give people little hints and tips and tricks of little meals that you can make for this and that, and they all bomb. They get like 6,000 views. And it's like, why am I wasting my time doing this?
Nobody in all due respect, Robert, are you doing it in your Frank voice, or are you doing it like you're talking right now?
I'm doing it like I'm talking right now because I'm not going to be an angry chef. No.
Listen, hear me out, bro. I've seen these short videos. All you need, there's a Cajun guy who does it every day. He says like a sentence of words and he just goes like,
Jody,
you go butter and slap that shit on the grill.
He's
you
a
go,
person
chicken.
With feelings. He's not a cartoon character. He wants to be himself. He doesn't want to perform 24/7.
No, I guess that's a good point.
I see what you're saying, but I got mad, halfway through my social media career, we'll say, I really got mad at myself for Archie bunkering myself. And what I mean by that is when people see Carol O'Connor, they know him as Archie Bunker. No matter if he's Matlock or what, I don't even know, Heat of the Night, whatever show he was in where he was somebody different, nobody knows him as that. They just want to see him as Archie Bunker. And I like when people come up to me and they, you know, they're older fans of Robert Frank. I hate to use that word fan because that makes him sound famous.
Followers.
I'm recognizable, not famous. But
appreciate
people will say, I miss the rage videos. I miss when you're screaming in your car. Why are you doing gym rhymes now, you know, talking about crap caverns and pork swords and shit?
I liked
Harrison Ford when he was Han Solo better. But sometimes you got to do other shit. You know, you got to be Indiana Jones and Fugitive and all that, you know?
Robert, I like...
You got to be the Fugitive.
I like grumpy talk show guest Harrison Ford. That's my favorite Harrison Ford, when they have him on something he really doesn't want to be on.
Are you just pissed?
Yeah.
It's always entertaining.
Like when that guy came out with that Millennium Falcon made out of Legos and he slammed it on the ground and broke it into a million pieces. That's the best Harrison Ford for me.
That's amazing. And that's ratings right there.
Yeah. Robert, I like this Robert Frank.
Yeah. I'm becoming a fan. I would have to spend more time with it. But I tell you what, if I could be frank with you, Mr. Frank, when I first saw you, I thought you were just a muscle, you know, a gym rat, dickhead, whatever, all that and the other. I saw your video with, damn it, what's the guy's name? The Michael Jackson impersonator? Michael Trapson,
yes.
Michael Trapson. I didn't want to mistake his name. I forgot. That was amazing. I realized, oh, okay, this guy, he's actually funny. He put some thought into this. That was great. And ever since then, I've kind of checked in on you, and I like this new version. I want you to do whatever you want to do. Be happy.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Wasn't it meant to be a bit? Like, weren't you supposed to be like a hateable heel character?
Correct. Yeah. When I first started doing, I started making videos on social media in 2012 when like the Vine era ended and the Instagram 15-second videos took over. That's when I really started pumping out content, but it wasn't until 2016 until the car rant videos really started to go viral and get picked up by World Star and Barstool and all your big, you know, multimedia platforms. And originally I wanted to be hated. I wanted to be, I always use the reference of Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
You hated him, but you needed to watch everything that he did and said because it was so entertaining, even though you hated his guts. That's who I wanted to pattern myself after, was him. And it turned out where people didn't hate me, that, you know, 90% of the people loved me and they're like, oh my God, this guy's awesome. So that's how that turned out.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So as regular ass Robert Frank talking to you right now, what's like a guilty pleasure? What's something that if you were to tell me like, yeah, I like to do this thing, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, do you like to knit? Yeah. You like to pet kittens in your spare time? Like, give me some down to earth Robert Frank info.
I mean, it's not really
oh, come
that.
On. What do you listen to when you're taking a shower, man? Like, there's gotta be something that you go like, I'm just a regular guy. I'm going to throw on this thing while I do this thing.
There's really nothing like that I could think of off the top of my head, but something that may not be a surprise, but a lot of people aren't really into it and think it's weird that I do it. I'm obsessed with tanning. Going to the tanning salon, laying in a bed for 15 minutes and baking is my guilty pleasure.
Is it only 15 minutes? Dude. You just go in there?
You need to be jacked and tan.
I've never been tanning before, Robert. Does it make a big difference? Just makes you look better?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not tan, you're pale. And I never want to be pale. That's the worst thing to be in life is pale.
I look like a lobster when I'm out.
Yeah, nobody wants you, white piece of shit, Mike. Yeah. You mayo monkey. You need to have a little bit of color on your goddamn skin.
Dude, I go from like white to purple. I don't even burn. I just like...
You just turn purple?
Yeah.
That's gross. That's gross. Robert, the book, it's called Better Be Effin' Swole. Looks like you could get it on Amazon pretty cheap, guys. Go get you a copy of that.
Yeah.
Read it on
the
toilet.
Yeah, they're running a sale on it right now. I didn't even know, and I saw that it was $13 and change, and I was like, that better not be getting taken out of my cut, goddammit. But, yeah, it is available on Amazon, and, again, if you have Amazon Prime, it'll cost you $13 and change, and you'll get it in a couple days, but I just want to let everybody know, if you do want it signed and made out to somebody special, I throw a little quote in there of my signature, and it is coming from me. It's not a stamp or somebody doing it for me. You have to buy it on robertfrank615.com. And the hardcover and paperback is available on my store as well.
And Jody, if you buy one, he'll write it all in capital letters for you.
Fuck yeah.
Robert, we appreciate your time, man. It was cool talking to you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you guys as well. And I'm glad we got to do this. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate your time.
Jody, that was fun.
He seems like a fun guy. I would like to hang out with him more.
You call up Mish and be like, hey,
I'm going to. Bring That's me what along. I got people all over the podcast atmosphere, dude.
Bring me along when you go party with him. You know that Matt Mish, Jody, fun fact about him, he got fired from a podcast because of Fuck Rope.
It was Fuck Rope, and because some guy on a podcast said some bad things about trans people, I think.
Ew.
Not that they wanted to die or anything, but just that they existed.
Jody, do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Oh, geez.
My pick of the week? Now, Mike, I don't remember if this was a pick of the week, but I found this from you, and I want to give you your flowers now.
Sounds good.
My pick of the week is Thought Squad.
The rapper gal?
So you introduced me to the Pound Cake song, which it's not my favorite. But when I heard it, it was different, Mike, and it grabbed me. It really did. And I went and looked through her catalog. Thought Squad is fucking great. I've listened to most of her music that I could find on Amazon and YouTube. And I swear to God, if she comes around here, I'm going to go to a concert and I'm going to sing along to her songs. Thought Squad fucking rules.
Jody, pick of the week, new Black Keys album just came out. I enjoy the Black Keys a great deal. I do not think this is their strongest work, but their not strongest work is still pretty great. So what I'll say is the new Black Keys album, it's like it has bowling people on the front of it. I can't think of what the fucking name of it is. God damn.
Pretty good, though. Were there any good bangers on there?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good and it's growing on me. Like, I first listen, I wouldn't say that I loved it, but then second listen.
It's no El Camino, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, and like these aren't like big single songs. It's kind of like you listen to a whole album of it, and like you're like, okay, that was fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, going on a journey.
Yeah. Like there isn't like one that you're gonna like pop on and be like, oh yeah, this is my new jam for the summer. You know what I mean? Like there isn't a song on it that I'd say is my jam of the summer.
Yeah.
But I've listened to it multiple times through. There's collaborations on it. They collaborate with Beck, which I love Beck.
I might check that out tomorrow. Thanks for the recommendation,
Mike. Yeah, nowadays, you know, you don't even have to buy stuff. It's all free. You know what I mean? Which I'd also say, guys, that Monkey Man movie, worth watching. Not worth going and seeing in the theaters. The Monkey Man. But yeah, so like I'd say it's my pick of the week, but not like if you're paying to watch it. I'd say if Monkey Man is on a streaming service you already have, you'll enjoy it. It's good. But Monkey Man is not my pick of the week. The new Black Keys album is my pick of the week, Jody.
Hell yeah. Drunk's pick of the week is WrestleMania.
Drunk pick of the week?
Well, you know what? Drunk's pick of the week, WrestleMania was very good. Congratulations to the American Nightmare.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, he finished the story drunk.
He finished the story, yeah.
The Rock set his bus on fire.
Yeah, I saw that. Plus, we got all the major soccer tournaments getting ready to come up for their championships. We got UEFA, we got CONCACAF, we got CONMEBOL. So, you know, tune into all those.
Guys, we did it.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
We're semi-professional podcasters.
We should do it again pretty soon, I think. I think this was fun. Thanks. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Somebody fucked up baby's dick!
Thank you for listening to this installment of the DubFod. If you enjoyed it, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. While you're there, take a moment to share a link, tell a friend, leave a review, or do any of the other things podcasts ask you to do. This operation is completely independent, and so your support is appreciated. Leave questions, comments, or whatever you want on our voicemail at 636-487-HAND or by email to Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, the Duchess of New Jersey, Assistant Treads, Benny Michaels, Liquid Lozenge, Brian Kranz, Valerie Carpenter, Jay Adson, and Rabbit Poundings. You can become a Patreon sponsor yourself to get early access to episodes for as little as a dollar a month at patreon.com/WFODix. WFODshow.com has our entire back catalog. It also has a place to fully immerse yourself in DubFod lore with cola rankings, flat drunks, and more. You can also follow us at WFOD Show on Twitter and Instagram, or WFODix on Facebook and YouTube. The music featured is provided by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. All AI voices are fake, all content is probably a joke, and we think you're really nice and cool. We'll be back next week, but really, we're never gone. Take care.
Those are pretty sweet glasses you got there, Jode.
Thank you, buddy. Jamingo, my co-host, I think you've met John. Yep. He's old, and so I did a podcast with him, and he would complain because he couldn't see my face in the black light. So I got glasses to make sure he could see where my eyeballs are.
You have good for you!
Oh, he got you. He got you, Jody. He got you good.
Cool, bro. Cool story. You're going to think that shit's funny in a couple months when you got to let me elbow in on that goddamn table with you, dickhead. It's then we can right. make fun of me.
Are we going to do three people in this room? It's too hot in this room for three people.
I guess we're going to have to figure it out, aren't we?
Okay.
That's fine. I'll go podcast with my other new St. Louis friends.
I'll scooch the table closer to the center of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.